So this is one of the more beautiful places in Braj. Do you feel happy here? Nice, peaceful place with beautiful trees. No beep beep. None of these horrible sounds. In fact, if you listen carefully on Braj Pikama, and you'll hear the little morning doves singing their song.
Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Gauranandana.
Huh, Govinda, you heard?
They're Mayapur.
Yeah, Mayapur also. So, and here we're sitting under the trees. In fact, when Krishna saw a tree like this, he asked his mother Yasoda, "Are Maya, what kind of tree is this? What's got a beard? What kind of tree is this? What's got a beard? Are Maya, ye kahan ki peh hai jiski dari hai Maya? Ye kahan ki peh hai jiski dari hai Maya?" And mother Yasoda, she looked, and she said, "Oh Lala, this is the banyan tree. Sanskrit we call vargat. In Hindi we say but. So how did it become known as banyan tree? Do you know?" I read a big book on Indian trees this thick. So it's not a joke. It was a very serious book. In the olden days, when the Portuguese and the British were ruling India, they saw that all the merchants put their carts and little stands underneath this type of tree. So in ISKCON, we all know merchant class of people is called Vaishya. But in India, we call almost like bank, because in old days there wasn't bank. You gave your money to the baniya, and he kept it, gave you some interest, and he fooled around with it. So the British and Portuguese used to call it the banyan tree. So gradually became known as banyan tree. Two books I read this same story. Then Lala, he looked. He said, "Oh Maya, what kind of tree is this? What leaf has got a tail? What kind of tree is this? What leaf has got a tail, Maya? What kind of this tree is this? What leaf has got a tail? Oh Maya, ye kahan ki peh hai jiske patte ki phoon chahe Maya? Ye kahan ki peh hai jiske patte ki phoon chahe Maya?" Just like right behind here, we have two huge trees called peepal. You know from Bhagavad Gita, Asvata. This is Asvata tree just behind you. His leaf is shaped just like a heart and comes down to a little punch, tail. And as soon as a little bit of wind is blowing, immediately he's moving. There's a lot of wind comes and he makes funny sound too. Just like you see in front of Prabhupada's Samadhi, huge peepal tree is there. And peepal tree is very special. As I remember from my botany class in high school, the trees, they give off oxygen daytime and carbon dioxide at nighttime, is it? But peepal tree, he gives off oxygen 24/7. He's a very special tree for the environment. And we have two back here, that one is black and one is white. So one is Krishna and Balaram. If you circumambulate the temple, then you can see them. Then we have some gular trees, Indian fig tree. There's one right here, and the biggest one I've ever seen in my life is just standing right in the center back here. Huge gular, Indian fig tree. If you look, the figs don't come on, they come right out of the trunk. You see the branches, see the little green fruits just on little tiny stems coming out of the branches. So this is called gular, Indian fig tree. It has some historical significance also, because you will never see flower. You see the fruits, but you will never see flower. So, the British used to tell the Indians that we'll give you independence when the gular tree gives flower. And the Indian used to say, we'll create, when we get independence, we'll create a botanist better than Louis Pasteur, and we'll create a gular tree that gives flower. That was the answer. And actually it's a fact, all over the world, all the scientists and doctors and lawyers, even my, when I went to my mother's house, the man is, yeah, my doctor, she's from India, Mrs. Srinivasan. The trick is, because there's no fruit. Did we ever see fruit without a flower? Did you ever see? We never saw. The flower blooms inside the fruit and self-pollinates. Therefore, you will never see the flower of the gular tree. Anyway, so we're sitting here in the beautiful Raj, this dust. We're sitting here in this dust. Every step, let's get rid of these shoes. Let's touch the dust. Every step, thousands and thousands of years of simple activities are destroyed by walking on this dust. Sometimes somebody said to Prabhupada, but everything's so deteriorated in Vrindavana. So just by walking on the dust, millions of lifetimes of sins are forgiven. What's the deterioration? So we're sitting here in the soft dust. A few crows are making their sounds. Sometimes the parrots are coming. They were all chattering a little minute ago. I heard all the Vrindadevi's parrots came by to see what was going on here. And they were all laughing. They said, what kind of funny group came with Dinabandhu today? Some people are white and white and white and white. Some people is completely black. Some people have funny eyes like this. They were all chattering and laughing. So this very beautiful, peaceful place, this is known as Rama Ghat. As we told, we're singing every time in that song. Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nandan. Now you're sitting in that very Rama Ghat. The local, if you ask anybody for Rama Ghat, they'll just look at you with blinking eyes. Only if you meet a smart villager. Oh, Ancient Dauji! You want to go to Ancient Dauji? Amongst the villagers, this place is known as Ancient Dauji. In a little while, we'll find out why he's called Ancient. But first, sitting in this beautiful place underneath the trees, for me, this is the real temple of Rajam. Srimad Bhagavatam, we never hear about big, big marble temples. We hear about Kadamba tree and Arjun tree and Latapatta and Madhavi creeper and Malati creeper and birds and bees. So this is real temple of Raj, just sitting here on the dust, underneath the trees, listening to the birds. Prabhupada said the singing of the birds in Braj is more auspicious than the chanting of the Vedic hymns. So you're all very fortunate to be here, especially in this beautiful, peaceful place. So here there's a beautiful deity of Dauji. After a lecture you can all go in. The entrance of the temple is right there. In Braj we say, Palipe Kapuja, Pierd or Kam Kaduja. Pay Kapuja, first we have to worship the stomach, then we do our work. So you all came in and just sat down and eating without taking darshan. So after the lecture, then we can go and take darshan. Beautiful white Dauji. Beautiful white Dauji. So in honor of Dauji, we'll sing a nice little song. Govinda will try and pick it on the harmonium. Par karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna ka naiya. Par karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna ka naiya. Par karenge Naiya re bajo Krishna ka naiya. Now most of you understand, but we have some friends with us then. Par means to cross. Just like Now Delhi has spread to the other side of the Jamuna. We call that Naya, means the boatman. And what is our boat? Singing the names of Krishna Kaneya. We'll cross over this great ocean of material existence. Karenge Naya Re Bajo Krishna Kaneya. Par karenge naiya re bajo Krishna kaniya. Krishna kaniya. Dao ji ka bhaiya. Krishna kaniya. Krishna Kanaiya, Daurika Bhaiya, Parenge Naiya Re Bajo Krishna Kanaiya. Karenge Naiya Re Bajo Krishna Kaniya. Krishna Kaniya Daujika Bhaiya. Krishna Kaniya Daujika Bhaiya. Pansari Bajaya, Gaya Charaya, Gaya Charaya, Gaya Charaya, Makana Churaya, Makana Churaya. Kiri Baru Jaya, Raghava Jaya, Raghava Jaya. Par karenge Naiya Re Bajo Krishna Kaniya. Karenge Naiya Re Bajo Krishna Kaniya. Krishna Kaniya Dauji Ka Bhaiya. Krishna Kaniya Krishna Kaniya Pansari Bajaya. Pansari Bajaya, Gaya Charaya, Gaya Charaya, Kirimaru Jaya, Kirimaru Jaya, Makana Charaya, Makana Charaya. Karenge Naiya Re Bajo Krishna Kaniya. Karenge Naiya Re Bajo Krishna Kaniya. Karenge Naiya Re Bajo Krishna Kaniya. Oh, Krishna Kaniya Lala Ki. Oh, Dauji Bhaiya Ki. Jai Jai. So, in Bhakti Ratnakar, the fifth chapter is all about Vrajamandal Prakrama. There's exquisitely beautiful description of the pastimes that happened in this place. So I'll read about this. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that Bhagawan Sri Balaram stayed in Braj for 2 months. Vaisak, Chaitra, Vaisak. Just after Gaur Purnima comes, that's Falgun. Then after Falgun is, Chaitra. And after Chaitra comes Vaisak. And supply divine enjoyment to the gopis each night. Sri Raghava continued to describe the beauty of Balaram at the time of his Rasa Keli. O Srinivas, knowing that he would perform his Rasa Leela with his dear lovers, Balaram happily came to this place where we're sitting. This pleasant spot, situated near the Jamuna River, was continuously filled with scented air. The flowers of the gardens were in full bloom. It was bright from the full moon. The humming of the bumblebees and the sweet whistling of different kinds of birds to charge the atmosphere. Millions of male and female peacocks danced. And many deer played in the garden. As Balaram relaxed beneath a tree, the guards in heaven sang the glories of Rohini Nandan, whose beauty and posture could fascinate the world. Glory to the valiant Rohini Nandan. The white conch, kunda flowers, camphor, and the silver-white mountain bow down to Balaram's beautiful, bright complexion. Want to hear that again? Yes? The white conch, kunda flowers. This season the kunda flowers have come. Now we don't have jasmine. You see garlands with these little tiny white flowers of little pinkish highlights. Those are kunda. The white conch, kunda flowers, camphor, and the silver white mountain bow down to Balaram's beautiful bright complexion. His curly hair, the beauty of his carefree locks of hair on his forehead, his bright tilak. He stirs the hearts of young maidens. He stirs the hearts of young maidens. His lotus eyes are restless, and his eyebrows dance like black bumblebees near his bright earrings. With a short nose and a face which conquers the splendor of the moon, it seems like nectar pours from his body. His arms are decorated with bangles, and jeweled necklaces adorn his strong chest. His thin waist makes the lion feel insufficient, and his blue dress enhances his figure. His beautifully shaped thighs and feet fascinate the hearts of all who see him. O Srinivas, who can keep his composure seeing the splendor of Baladev? It was here that Rama sat on a jeweled throne in a graceful Ramotsav dress. The beauty of Baladev conquers millions of Kamadevs, and every movement of his charms the Munis and Indras. The glory of his body, which brightens the three worlds, can win the pride of a million moons. The silky black curly hair covering his head is decorated with a jewel-set crown and flowers. His lips are as red as bimba fruit, and his teeth sparkle like pearls. A garland of Vaijayanti dangles from his powerful neck. The reddish color of the soles of his feet defeat the sun, and the brightness of his nails conquers the darkness. I am unable to describe the beauty of Baladev, as there is no comparison in this world. Whoever observes the gratefulness of Baladev is the most fortunate person. In the Puranas, Baladev Dhyan is written as follows. In this place where we're sitting, Rohini Nandan Balaram stood in threefold bending form and blew joyfully on his horn, the sound of which moved the heart of Brahma and others. O Srinivas, with one mouth, how can I describe the beauty of Balai's Leela? Here in this moonlit Upavan of the Jamuna, Balaram gazed in Leela surrounded by millions of gopis. In that Upavan near the Jamuna, which was flooded by bright moonlight, the scent of lotuses, Balaram performed his Rasa Leela. Then Varuni Devi, sent by her father Varuna, flowed from a hole in the tree and filled the entire atmosphere with the sweet aroma of wine. Baladev breathed the scent and drank the wine with his beloved gopis in that garden. Sri Raghava continued his story. After drinking the wine, Rohini Nandan engaged himself in divine lovemaking with his gopis. Some of the gopis played with mridanga, ranika, and other instruments, while other gopis sang the glories of Balaram in beautiful songs based on the different tunes and beats. Lord Brahma and others were moved by the music. Sri Balaram himself became overwhelmed by the dance, music, and soon the Ras Mandir was filled with celestial joy. To enjoy water sports with his lovers, Balaram brought the Jamuna near by pulling her with his plow, and he sported in her water. After bathing, Balaram changed his dress, drank honey and wine, and spent the night with his associates. In the early gopis could not bear their separation from Balaram. They did not want to return to their homes. Balaram consoled them in many ways and sent them to the houses. Out of fear for Balaram, the Jamuna offered him prayers, and folding hands, she threw herself at his feet. When by her own quiet nature the Jamuna was flowing to the South Ocean, she did not respond to the order of Balaram, thus he pulled her with his plow. In this place, the Jamuna can be seen as she is. I sing the glory of this place with my devoted heart. From Braja Bhakti Vilas. Sri Raghava told his followers that this Rasastali is famous throughout the world, and devotees offer their worship at this God. So beautiful description of this pastime. Because remember in Srimad Bhagavatam, our Lord Balaram came to Braj to console all of the Brijavasis. So he stayed here for those 2 months of Chaitra and Vidya. And we just heard the beautiful description of this forest and beautiful Balaram dancing and dancing. And that Varuni came. Type of honey wine. And Balaram smelt that wonderful fragrance which scented the whole forest. So he immediately went to the hollow of the tree and began to drink this Varuni wine. And then Lord Baladev's eyes, which are so beautiful like lotus petals, those eyes began to roll around in his head. Then Baladev, he thought, let's go take bath in the Jamuna. But you know, when you get drunk, you get lazy. You don't want to move. So Balaram was thinking, why should we go over there? She should come here. So he called the Jamuna. Come here, Aja. If you go to Lucknow, then people will say, idhar aaye. But everywhere we can go in Braj, they will say, oh, Dinbandhu, Aja! So Dauji, with his eyes rolling, said, Aja! So that's the way you talk to a little child. So Jamuna was insulted. She refused to come. So then you know when you get drunk, then very easily you become angry. So then Baladev Prabhu, with his eyes rolling, they became reddish with anger. Why she didn't come? So he pulled out his plow and he began to drag the Jamuna like that. If you go behind you, you'll see many different branches of Jamuna. I didn't know this year, but I'm not able to walk so much. I didn't go behind to see. But many years we come, we see many branches of Jamuna here in memory of Lord Balaram pulling her with his plow. So then Lord Baladev, he bathed along with all the gopis in the beautiful waters of the Jamuna. It's Chaitra and Vaisak, it's not like this cold, it's very nice and warm. In the daytime it's too hot, in the nighttime it's very pleasant. So they were bathing in the Jamuna here, and then he dressed in new dresses and sat under this tree here. He sat in this beautiful garden by the side of the Jamuna in this place. So, Asa, pulling means Ancha. So because this Dauji pulled the Jamuna, he became known as Ancha Dauji. Now Jiva Goswami explains very carefully that these gopis with which Balaram danced, these were Balaram's own gopis. Because Krishna has his set of gopis, Balaram has his own set of gopis. But still, Krishna's gopis, they were watching from the distance and seeing Balaram dancing with his own gopis, they were remembering their own dancing with Krishna and the Ras Pranima, which is coming in a few days. A few days from now is Ras Pranima. Maharas. And we told there in Kailanvan that Jamuna, her form is Bisakha. But Balaram's relation with her is as the wife of the ocean, because it's not proper for him to associate Visakha's Krishna Sakhi. So he can't pull Krishna Sakhi like that. The rivers are considered the wives of the ocean. So in her form as the wife of the ocean, Balaram pulled her with his plow and made this beautiful Ramgat here, where we're all sitting today. Hare Krishna.
Gopastami.
Oh, today is Gopastami. When we tell that, Lila? You want to hear it?
Yes.
Today also happens to be the bright half, the eighth day of the bright half of the month of Damodar. Krishna Paksh Astami. No, this is Gaur Paksh Astami. Gaur Astami. Gopastami. Oh, this is our dear Pujari here. This is Lakhan. You all say Lakshman, but in Braj we say Lakhan. You see, it's beautiful. Look at the beautiful cows he's keeping. So afterwards, when you go take darshan, you can leave nice donation for the cows here. So anyway, what happened was, we remember a few days before we just celebrated Govardhan Lila. So they began joking, because little boys, they like to tease too much. That's just their nature. So all the cowboys, they were teasing Krishna because he was just a little boy. He was only taking out the calves. They said, oh, you're such a big man, huh? You lifted the hill and you're just taking out the calves. You're not taking out the cows? What kind of big man are you, huh? And they were all teasing him like that. You know, that pinches on the heart when little boys tease too much. So what kind of big man, huh? You're a big man. You've lifted up the hill and you're just taking out the calves, huh? What kind of big man are you? So, next day, Lala, he wouldn't get out of and face his friends. So Mother Yasoda came and said, Lala, time to get up. Come on, Lala, get up, Lala, get up, Lala, come on. What's the matter, Lala? You have a stomach ache, Lala? You have a stomach ache in your tooth, Lala? You have a stuck head, Lala? Somebody hit you with sticks, Lala? Anyway, mothers are very expert. Anyhow, Mother Yasoda got it out of him that the cowherd boys were teasing him because he was only taking out the calves. So she went to Nanda Baba. And Nanda Baba said, we should call Sandili Rishi. Just like Vasudev in Mathura, he's got his guru, Gargacharya. Nanda Baba's family guru is Sandili Rishi, the disciple of Gargacharya. And he went to Sandili Rishi, and Sandili Rishi said, well, today is the very day. We should give him charge of the cows. So then, Mother Yasoda, she began to make a big festival for giving Krishna the charge of the cows. Because in our Vedic culture, every change in the life, there's some type of festival. It's like even before the life starts, we have Garbhadhan sons. Afterward, there's Jatakarna, cutting the umbilical cord. There's name-giving ceremony, Namkaran. There's Annaprashan, first giving of grain. For every change, Vidyaram, we start the school. For every change in the life, we have some special function. Just like for a birthday, we have some function. And all of you sitting here, you can ask your grandma and grandpa what they used to do. They would call the Panditji, he would do some Havan, he would chant Gita or Ramayana, they do Ramayana Pad, Gita Pad, like that, distribute Mahaprasad. Now what do you do? Birthday to you. All our Bharati Sanskriti is going away. But if you ask your mom and your papa, your grandpa and grandma what used to do, that's what they used to do. No? Even nowadays, because of praying, when the child has birthday, they call all the devotees, they have big Nam Sankirtan and some lecture on Krishna Katha, and then Krishna Prasadam. Is it? You do like that in your places now? It's all due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Mother Yasoda made a big function for handing the cows over to Krishna. So in that function, she gave Krishna some wooden shoes and an umbrella. And Krishna said, Are Maya, what is this wooden shoes and this umbrella? He said, Lala, now you're taking the cows, the calves you were staying nearby, but taking to go very far in the forest, there may be so many stones, there may be so many thorns, so you'll need some shoes. And sometimes sun will come, and just like yesterday we ran into Indraduna Maharaj with Raghava, with Madhava singing monsoon rag, and immediately started raining. Sometimes rain will come, so they put umbrella over me. So you'll require umbrella. And Lala said, And Maya, for my cows, you're going to give shoe umbrella to my cows? When you give shoes and umbrella to my cows? And Mother Yasoda says, Are Lala not giving you give shoes and umbrella to your cows? Why should I give to your cows? After all, Nanda Baba, he has how many lakhs of cows? Almost 1 megabyte. So somebody can figure out 4 times 9, how many, 900,000, how many shoes. Where am I going to get so many shoes? And cow doesn't carry umbrella. Where am I going to get so many umbrella carriers? I'm not going to give cow and give shoe an umbrella. Why not, Maya? Don't you know cow is sacred? Are Lala, what are you talking? You don't know Maya? Cow is sacred. Why is she sacred? You don't know? Maya, just like I live in the heart of all of my devotees, all the demigods live within the body of the cow, so she's very sacred, Maya. I may be sacred, but I'm not giving shoe an umbrella for your cows. Okay, Maya, then you keep it with you. If my cow is going to go barefoot, then I'm going to go barefoot. If my cow is going to go without umbrella, then I'm also going without umbrella. So, Sanatana Goswami in his Tika in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnava Toshini Tika, he explains that when the cows heard that Krishna is going to go barefoot, then with their hard hooves they ran all over Braj and smashed all the stones and rocks and pebbles into very, very soft dust. Just like we're sitting here in this soft dust today. They smashed it all. And some is like camphor dust, and some is like red chandan dust. And if you ever go to Unchagam, and instead of crossing the bridge over to Unchagam, you turn the other way, you will find the Johnson & Johnson baby powder rudge. It is so soft and so fluffy, so sweet, you'll never see rudge like it. You just turn the opposite way from Uchigam and go a little ways, you'll find so, I call it the Johnson & Johnson baby powder rudge. In fact, whenever I take Radhanath Swami there with his group, then he puts on a mask like this. You see on the bottle it says, for external use only. So this pastime happened on this very holy day of Gopastami. Go Mata Ki! Yeah!